This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're back with hour number two of Ron Segi Today, all across the USA and around the world. And my first guest this second hour is a comedy legend. He and his brother have really knocked it dead during a magnificent career. Both of these are nice guys. And we've got Dick Smothers joining us on the show today. Later on, Veteran Sergeant James Holland will be joining us. He had a very bad experience when he returned back from active duty, aside from the fact that he was very badly injured. He had trouble getting care, and he, as a result of that, started a veterans organization to help veterans having trouble getting the care they need. And then we have child doctor and COVID expert when it comes to children, Dr. Todd Woolen. And that's all coming up this hour with Ron Segi. We're going to pause. When we come back, Dick Smothers will be joining us.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-333-1750. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-333-1750. That's 800-333-1750. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-333-1750. 800-333-1750.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgan's. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan silver dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan Silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
What did it sound like? It
sounded like you said naked.
Naked?
Or bacon. Naked bacon.
Oh, boy.
I have no idea. It sounded like you're saying naked bacon.
Oh, that really makes a lot of sense, doesn't it? I'm going to come out here, start singing, stop, and turn to my brother and say naked bacon.
Didn't make any sense to me either, so I just ignore it.
I don't even know what naked bacon is, and if I did, I wouldn't take it. I didn't ask. How could you ignore it if I never said it?
Took a lot of concentration.
Sure. A lot of imagination. Now, did you hear me say take it or did you not? I'm touched.
I only heard you say take it once.
Which time?
Third time.
How did you know it was the third time if you only heard it once?
I counted backwards from the first two times I didn't.
I never get tired of listening to the Smothers Brothers. They are fabulous. And I'm proud that both of them I can call my friends. I'm always glad when we talk to the Smothers family, and they are the nicest guys in the world. Joining us right now from the team of the Smothers Brothers is Dick Smothers. Hi, Dick. How you doing?
Hey, how are you?
I'm so excited that you are on a major tour here for the next few months, aren't you?
Yeah, well, we're sort of like cats. Now, either running crazy or you're sleeping.
Yes.
Or you're eating. You know, we run around for a spasm or two. You know, it may take a couple of months, and then I go back to Sarasota where I live.
Yeah.
Sort of, really, that's my nurturing and re-energizing place. I just love it.
Our mutual friend Bobby Vinton lives over in that area. He loves Sarasota.
Oh, Florida has, it's a little bit like California as far as the diversity.
Yes.
It's a different diversity, but you could be up in Jacksonville or down in the Keys, or you could be in the Panhandle, or you could be in the Gulf States, or all the way over, you know, the South Beach and wear black and white and get very tall.
Yeah, get very tall.
I felt very short. I went to a club when I was living in Wellington, West Palm, with some guys. And I'm short, and the guys hadn't even shown up. It was early, because I go out early. It was all the models.
Oh.
All the models. You know, we had three different decades of guys in this car, and felt very out of place. I like the West Coast of Florida.
Well, you know, it's funny you should mention that, because I'm Italian, so I know what it's like to be just a tad shorter than everybody else in the room.
Florida is just darn amazing. I've gotten so familiar with it. Actually, my sister's lived in Sarasota for about 20 years. She works at the dog track. And
oh, wow.
She does administrative there, and she really loves it. And when there's a power outage, she's a backup rabbit for the Greyhounds. She's 67, so she never wins, but they give her a 10-yard, and it's a legal race, you know. She's got all these muzzle marks on her butt from these dogs trying to stop. They don't learn they're going to close at that rapid of a speed.
No, I know that.
Sherry likes to be used.
Yeah, that's good.
And stuff.
That's a good job for her then, too, you know.
I mean, it's not muscle marks on her body. It's not cellulite. It's muscle
marks. It's muscle marks. I think that's an excuse that a lot of women can use now. They just say, these are not cellulite marks. They're just muscle marks.
You know, by the way, I'm saying this 2,500 miles away from my sister. So
well, of course. But you have to come back sometime. You have to go home sometime, Dick.
Oh, yeah, but she's getting up there. She will not remember.
Well, we have a great affiliate down in that area, so I'm sure they're going to hear this show.
Oh, yeah.
You and your brother are class acts. I remember we were playing at Harvey's in Lake Tahoe, and we were doing our show across the street from Harrah's, where you guys were playing, and we had, I think, Chuck Negron from Three Dog Night and Judy Tenuta, and you guys were gracious enough to walk across the street, do the show with me in the lobby, and then that night we came over and saw you. Your comedy never grows stale. I mean, it's always timely. It's always good. And, you know, you took a big beating back in the late 60s with CBS television, but you came back bigger and bigger, and 59 was your first personal appearance, February 1959. That's unbelievable.
It's unbelievable. We're still out there doing it. And we've just completed our 50th year. We're in our 51st year.
Wow.
And, you know, if you live long enough, everybody, I don't care who you are, you get your hard knocks.
Yep.
And you come out of them. And you come out of them either whole or angry.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always come out of anything that's happened with a lot of gratitude, because we are so blessed to be in this business. It's something that we love to do. And if you could spend your life doing something you love to do, then you're a winner.
Yes.
You are. I don't care what it is. We never were particularly angry. Things happen because they happen. And we happen to be born at the right time so that our show, our television career in the mid late 60s was at a time that was a very divisive and a very was it like one of the years that defined what America is.
Mm-hmm.
68, man, and we didn't pick it. We just happened to be dropped in there by fate.
Boy, that's right. And that was one of the years that really changed history in the 20th century. There's no question about it. What I really am excited about, that Time Life has released the Smothers Brothers Comedy Hour, the best of season 3, as a 4-DVD box set. When you go back and you watch the material, okay, it's talking about a different war, it's talking about a different economy, it's talking about everything that is different, but it isn't. It applies to today.
Well, that's the thing. Yeah, Tommy has a little joke about that. He says it's great. We have to study history so we could repeat the same mistakes with the same results.
Amen. Absolutely.
And we seem to do that. I mean, but it's not just us. I love our country, and but I think it's a people thing. England lost us, you know, with the Tea Party and that. They lost India with the salt things. You know, you keep repeating it. You know, if you're really a fat cat in the Industrial Revolution, you get to be a fat cat, and people start thinking outside the box, and you lose your position.
Mm-hmm.
And America's always got, I think, any country, you know, I just love the history books, like the songs we're reading about the John Adams.
Oh, yeah.
And Abraham Lincoln, I love Abraham Lincoln. What a genius.
Yeah.
What an amazing man. If we just keep trying to re-energize ourselves with the pride that is our genealogy and our history, and keep reinventing ourselves to the original purpose of this country.
Yeah.
And I know every time a liberal thinks he's fixed something, a conservative thinks they've broke it. It's always been. Remember the loyalists?
Yes,
the loyalists,
sure.
They said, hey, man, you guys are getting treason. You're going to be hung. You're going to be shot.
Isn't that amazing?
And then there's the other part that says, no, they have no right to do what they're doing. So if we could get together and say, hey, the common good now is a time where the whole world is going to have... I have no idea what the world's going to look like in 5 years.
Yeah.
I hope it's great, but we got all pulled together.
And all this bickering over small stuff. You know, I look down all of the awards that you guys have accumulated. I'm just going to go on the short list here.
You're embarrassing me here. We haven't really got that much.
Oh, no, but wait a minute. Now, being in the broadcasting entertainment business, the fact that the Museum of Television and Radio produced a retrospective and seminar on your work, the fact that you got the George Carlin Freedom of Expression Award, the fact that you got the Boston Comedy Festival Lifetime Achievement Award, honorary doctorate degrees from San Jose State University. I mean, this is remarkable stuff. Now, everybody who's listening, I want to mention a few cities here. Dick is now in Laughlin, Nevada, right?
Yeah, Laughlin.
Then goes to La Mirada, California. Then to Denver, Colorado. Beaver Creek, Colorado. Then he's going to be here in Orlando, Florida. They both are. That's why they call them Smothers Brothers. Then Fort Pierce on the 21st in Riverside, Iowa.
You're getting me tired.
I wish I was back in Buffalo on 25th because you're going to be with the symphony up there.
Oh, yeah. We love to do the symphony. But I tell you, we had one of the thrills in recent history of us. We just did 3 days at the Kennedy Center with the National Symphony.
Oh, wow.
My daughter, who's my youngest daughter, who's just going to graduate from NYU, she came down from New York, and her mother lives in D.C. She's married, actually. Her stepdad is Chris Wallace.
So your ex-wife is married to Chris Wallace.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, she goes from comedy to serious news, doesn't she?
Oh, yeah. And actually, Chris Wallace's mother, Cappy, she married. She had two husbands, Mike, and the other one created CBS News.
Really?
Yeah, on the radio. And so she comes, good stock. And I got to tell you, we used to be on the road when I married Lorraine about 250 days a year. And that's not smart to marry a 27-year-old and go on like that. So, you know, you can't be a good dad and be gone.
Right.
And so actually they went to a real stable family. And anyway, Lorraine and my daughter came to see the show. And it was just really fun sitting up at the rooftop restaurant of the Kennedy Center, having a nice civilized dinner with my ex-wife.
Wow.
And my daughter. I'm so proud of her. And then doing a show, you know. And those are some of the benefits. But like anybody out in your listening audience who is a traveling person, be they athlete, salesperson, military, or whatever, there's a cost and a benefit of all those kinds of jobs.
I, for many years, was a singer, and when they really wanted to put me on like a couple hundred days a year, I said, geez, I don't know if I can do that. Yeah. You got to really want it bad and burning in your stomach, because you're right, it is a tough, tough deal.
Yeah, and you affect your family.
Boy, that is absolutely correct. Dick, we're going to pause for just a second. We're going to come right back with another segment with our special guest and friend, Dick Smothers. Check out their website, smothersbrothers.com. And Dick Smothers and I will be right back with more with Ron Sedgie Today.
Just let me say this to all of you here tonight. I know a lot of you in this wonderful symphony hall are members of families, or even know people who are members of families.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID 4 times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I've found to be the most effective. I've had 2 clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's B-E-S-T-W-H-E-Y protein.net or call 888-988-3325.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's the decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders. And now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures. Saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
My mom always liked my brother best, and she never liked me. Mom, and
why do you keep telling me mom always likes you best?
Because she...
Every time you get mad, you say, mom always liked you best.
Oh, yeah? Well, mom always liked you best.
You want to know...
You always picked on me. You and mom... You and my mom and my brother get together and say, we don't like you. Because mom liked you best,
you know,
and
why
she never liked me.
Wait a minute. Do you know why she liked me best?
Sure she liked me best. Why not?
I never knew mom liked you best.
That is such a classic bit by the fabulous Smothers Brothers. Joining us for yet another segment is our friend Dick Smothers.
A lot of people will ask me, they'll say, when you interview the Smothers Brothers, I know you've interviewed both of them. I said, I've interviewed both of them at the same time, and each individually, they said, which one do you like the best? And I said, you know, that's the same problem their mother had.
Yeah. So we're so similar and so different.
Oh, there's no doubt. I have 2 brothers, and that's the same way. My wife said to me the other day, were your brothers adopted? Because I can't believe it came from the same family.
Yeah, you know, the real reason that we're still working is Tommy's just a comedic genius, but... There's a lot of other things that are in the soup or the stew of what makes us, and I'm a perfect straight man for him.
Yeah.
And every comedy team that had any longevity had absolutely the right straight man.
Yep.
George and Gracie, Abbott Costello, Dean Martin, Jerry Lewis, and Dan Rowan was a fantastic straight man.
Yep.
And it doesn't mean they're a great straight man for everybody.
No. Sometimes it's tough, as my pal Ed McMahon would always say, tough to come up with a snapper. Because, you know, that's the job of the comedic end of it. Now, I know you're playing a lot of cities, but when you play Orlando, is the yo-yo man coming with you?
Yes, he comes.
Okay.
Sometimes he, you know, the yo-yo man, when I want people to know, when they see the yo-yo man, I mean, it's a state of yo. That's not a state of perfection. There's no state of perfection in our family, and I don't think anyone out there who's listening. And that's not, you know, God made us perfect, and then he says, okay, you're all perfect, now I want you to start improving yourself.
That's right.
So it's like going to Starbucks and saying tall is the short.
That's right.
Well, you know, the shortest coffee at Starbucks is tall. Now, wait a minute. How can, then what's shorter than the tall? They do make a short, by the way.
Well, it's like the Biggest Loser on television. You know, I was interviewing...
The Biggest Loser, oxymoron.
It's an oxymoron, jumbo shrimp. You know,
I'll tell you a thing on that. When we first started in San Francisco at the Purple Onion in 1959,
wow.
We were at the bottom of the act, the bill, of course, and they have a lot of tour buses in San Francisco, and sometimes we would do 4 or 5 shows. Well, after we'd been there about 3 months, they brought back Phyllis Diller, who had made her start there, and she was the big headliner, and we'd shared a dressing room with her and another act that was about arms width wide by about 12 feet. we were all hung up there. She'd have her little... Anyway, we'd change. It was very intimate. And she was always looking at us and trying to tell us to try, go out and stretch for something. You know, really go for it. And she said, you guys have this bit about a chicken, you know. Dickie got a dog, you got a chicken. That's funny. She said, but you know what would be funny as a killer chicken? You had a killer chicken. And then we found out Sunshine Boys, who saw that movie.
Sure.
They were saying, K's are funny. K, anything with a K is funny.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, chicken sounds like a K. It doesn't matter. It's a seed. Who cares?
Who cares?
Okay. And so it's a killer chicken, oxymoron. A coward killer.
You got to be really hot to be able to follow that or to be able to remember that.
But she stimulated us on to, because we create our bits over months and months, because every time the audience laughs at something else, Tommy... something else comes out of his mouth, so the thing that I was mom's favorite started just with that.
Yeah.
Mom liked me best. That was it. And I used to put him down. And then Tom slowly got into the things that he didn't get to do, and I got to do the things I had he didn't. And so when she said killer chicken, well, within a few months, Tommy's chicken, pet chicken, grew into a 40-pound killer chicken. We have so much fun embellishing and embellishing. And someone said early on, be yourself. Or if you're a writer, write what you know. And if you're a comedian, talk about what you know. This family stuff. And Richard Pryor exaggerated his ethnic New York things, you know, it's amazingly good, right? Well, Tommy and I came with the thing. We grew up with Grandma. We had a pet chicken. Actually, we did. Brownie, when she died, that chicken was beef jerky.
I know.
It was an old chicken. And it wasn't 40 pounds, and it didn't kill my dog. My grandpa ran over the dog by accident. The chicken had nothing to do with it.
The chicken was innocent.
Yeah, and we didn't have much, so Tommy said, you got a scooter? And I said, I gave you my scooter. He said, yeah, but it didn't have any wheels. I had to drag your scooter. You know, so, you know, with, I don't care what ethnic you are or type, you get Italian or just social economic levels, you take what you know and... the brother thing, everybody can relate.
That's right.
Even a single child could relate to mom liking something better.
Yep.
The dog, the cat.
Right. Her husband.
Milkman, whatever.
Yeah. Everything needs a hook. And you guys came upon the hook.
Yeah, and that was a blessing. Yeah.
Your comedy team has lasted longer than any of those you mentioned.
Because we have nowhere else to go. We have gotten job applications everywhere.
That's when I asked Milton Berle one time. I said, would you ever retire? He said, to what? Now, you have a website, right? Is it smothersbrothers.com?
That's right.
If people go to that, they can get, if they missed me earlier, all the locations that this tour is taking Tom and Dick to.
And also, if they don't want to buy our DVD through Amazon or whatever, they could get it through there. And I take to tell somebody, you know, it's so nice you to mention the DVD, but if they got on Amazon.com, you know, and picked and selected it and said, look at some of the reviews and stuff, they're really great. It's not just the shows, it's that bonus material.
Yes.
With it.
Yes.
The paper trail of the memos. The
yes.
With the vice president of CBS, and the guy who hired us, and the people who fired us, and some of the stars and writers. I mean, there's a whole thing. Oh, and there's also, I think, a bonus DVD of Pat Paulson's run for president.
Oh, see, I love those bonus things that you get on the CD that you can't get with a normal VHS when that was in vogue. You know,
By the way, you know, we do a little video, a little short video during the show. I think everybody does. It's been around a while. But ours is... I narrate most of it. Anyway, Pat Paulson, we have a little thing. He's one of the guys. And he does a little tirade on there from way back over 40 years ago.
Oh.
That will blow your mind because it is so relevant. You're saying, you know, times repeat themselves all the time.
Yes.
And then Pat's is really cool. Really
well, that's what I urge everybody to do is go to smothersbrothers.com, pick up the DVD, great, great memories, and check the website to see where they're going to be playing. And I guarantee you, if you go to their concert, two things will happen. First of all, you can take the entire family, and the second thing, you will go out with a busted gut laughing so hard. They're terrific. Dick, we're going to see you in Orlando on the 20th then, right?
Okay, Ron, I hope so.
Always nice talking to you. Give Tom my best, and we'll look forward to seeing you.
Hey, great talking to you. Have a great day.
Thank you, Dick. Dick Smothers from the great team of the Smothers Brothers. They're going to be all over the country. In fact, they're on tour right now. So check it out and see where they're going to be on their website, smothersbrothers.com.
Hey, great talking to you. Always great talking to you. You're just wonderful. You stimulate a lot of thought, you know, in conversation.
Well, I appreciate that very much, Dick. And both you and your brother know how I feel about you guys. Dick Smothers from the fabulous Smothers Brothers. And there's more to come with Ron Saggi today.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Ukrainian and British officials are warning that Russian forces are relying on weapons able to cause mass casualties. The UK's defense ministry says Russian bombers have likely been launching heavy 1960s-era anti-ship missiles in Ukraine. These missiles were primarily designed to destroy aircraft carriers using a nuclear warhead. Justin Crump, a British military expert and veteran British Army tank commander, tells Sky News that Russia is using whatever they can get their hands on.
I guess Russia is figuring there aren't that many enemy ships to deal with, so they are using these missiles in their secondary role of land attack, but they're not brilliant at that. It's a further indication of how Russia is having to use everything at its disposal to keep achieving its ends.
Meanwhile, the governor of Luhansk is accusing Russia of using flamethrowers on civilians in a village in his eastern Ukrainian province. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Today, we're live nationwide and around the world. Well, we're going to talk about a very impressive but also a very sad saga right now. Like many Americans have a place in their heart for the military, but sometimes the system just breaks down, and that is the case with our next guest. Joining us right now is Veteran Staff Sergeant James Holland. Hi, James. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you. I'm doing great. Thank you for having me on the show, sir.
When I read over the situation that you had to go through, it is absolutely very depressing. The sergeant here was served in the Marine Corps between 2000 and 2012. He had deployments in both Iraq and Afghanistan, suffered multiple injuries, and then, of course, came back. They turned their back on him when it came to actually helping him rehabilitate himself because of the multiple injuries. Tell us about what happened there, James.
Yes, sir. So after I'd gotten out, I was in need of some more surgeries, and the military was kind of like, just check into the VA, they're going to get you lined out, no problem. So that's what I did. I jumped right into the VA, and they said, oh, yeah, you got some issues here we need to fix. Unfortunately, we just don't have the proper orthopedic surgeon we need to do it, so we're going to put you on a waiting list. That waiting list turned into 4 years, 11 months, in which time they kind of just alternated me on different pain medications to help ease the pain. So between oxycodone, hydrocodone, it would kind of bounce back and forth. Finally got the call for the surgery, and thought that was going to be the answer, you know, to all my issues and not having to be in any pain anymore. And they kind of botched the surgery. Well, not kind of. They botched it to a point where I lost total use of my dominant arm and function of my head, so I couldn't look left, right, or up and down. So what that did was it really debilitated me to a point where, you know, I couldn't dress myself, couldn't shower properly, couldn't drive, so I couldn't go back to work. The VA quickly thrust me into the professional VA patient role with about 11 to 13 appointments a week to try to figure out what they did wrong, and that went on for about 18 months. So during that time, my wife was, you know, having to be my full-time caregiver, and we had a two-year-old daughter at the time. So either one of us being able to go to work was impossible. So we started reaching out to, you know, other veteran organizations, trying to get some type of assistance, saying, here's what happened, we don't know what to do. Where do we go from here? Well, if we called 10 organizations in a day, 8 of them would deny me immediately because I didn't have a drug or alcohol addiction, which seems a little backwards, doesn't it?
Yeah, okay.
You would think if you had an addiction, they'd say, okay, let's get you clean and sober, and then we'll bring your family and help you out. But unfortunately, the majority of the money is wrapped up in grants. And that grant money, there's a lot of money in drugs and alcohol addiction. And I didn't fall in that category. So, you know, thanks for playing. Sorry, we can't help you. So if we called 10 and 8 denied us, and 2 of them said, okay, we can take you in and try to get you figured out. When it came to the details of, okay, where does my wife and two-year-old daughter fit into this? The answer was always, well, we'll get them enrolled in a city shelter. And I thought, well, that's absolutely not going to happen either. So we started to see gaps early on in some issues with some of these organizations and the way that we, you know, take these veterans and heal them. It seems a little backwards. What we're doing and what we have been doing is we pull them out of the element. We take them out of their home, and we go put them through a program, 30 days, 35 days, maybe 6 months. And we teach them communication skills, and we teach them coping skills, and we teach them all these techniques. And then we tell them to take it home and go make it work. Well, imagine if we did that in the military, where we only took the fire team leader and the squad leader or the platoon leader, and we only trained them and then said, okay, now go make it work. We don't do that. We train as a unit, as one. The whole unit's there training together. So when it comes to healing these families and teaching these families coping skills and how to deal with certain things, we're leaving out half the equation. We're leaving out half the ingredient and expecting it to work, and it's not working. So our program is going to take in the whole family, heal the family as one, as a unit, and it's a long-term treatment. It's not a retreat or, you know, a weekend of riding side-by-sides and petting horses, which is great and needed. But that's a Band-Aid on a puncture wound. That's not fixing the issue. That's not fixing the problem. So our program is more 6 to 9 months long that really, really rebuilds that family foundation and sets them up for success. in the future.
Now, this is a 501c3 organization called Set Apart Farms, which provides, as James has said, temporary free housing to veterans and their families during this recovery period. How are you now from the standpoint of coming back? Because you had a big financial loss. In fact, you lost your residence. You almost was homeless. See, this is the pet peeve I have with the United States government and the military. They keep on saying we take care of our veterans. And when I go on television and I see all of these organizations, which are great organizations with Gary Sinise and all these other things,
oh, yeah.
I think to myself, why is a private or an independent 501c company, business, corporate structure, financing and helping veterans when the United States government should be doing this? How do you feel about that?
So I used to feel that same way. Is why are we having to step up and take on this role and the government's not doing it? Now I've kind of gone to a point through this process of I don't want the government to do it. Right. I want it done right.
Yeah.
I tell people often when it comes to our program and what we're doing with Set Apart Farms, and I tell my board members often, I say, I want this done right more than I want it done. So if we can't do it right, there's no reason to do it. We don't need to just be another organization that's out there, another 501c3 that's collecting people's money and saying that we're doing, 10 things on our website when really we're barely scratching the surface of two. We're not going to be that way. We're set apart. We're different. So I kind of wouldn't want the government to do it, to be honest. The government's been, managing and overlooking the VA system for its entire existence. And I don't think, they haven't really done that great of a job
right.
at it. So I don't mind stepping in and taking on this role and changing the way that we're healing these veterans and these families.
James, how do you feel now, and how are things for you now?
Great. With everything that me and my family went through and the hardships, I wouldn't go back and redo any of it any differently.
Wow.
We had to go through that. We had to be forged in fire. Knowledge is power, but without experience, that knowledge can be misplaced. And we had to go through that and get that experience so that we can bring change in a better light, and we can do it for, in a good positive way, and push people and set them up for success for their families, with their families.
Yeah, that's,
and quit separating the families.
So important. The website, by the way, is setapartfarms.org, setapartfarms.org, coming up this weekend, actually. If you're in the Pasadena, Texas area, there's 2 days of incredible music and entertainment raising money for this cause. And some of the people there are John Rich from Big and Rich, Joss Abbott Band, a lot of great groups that are going to be playing and performing for this event that's going to be taking place in Pasadena, Texas. And again, the website is setapartfarms.org. James, I want to tell you something. Anytime you want to come back and talk more about this great organization, the military, veterans, and any way that we can help, please do not hesitate to call. We're only a phone call away. We'll do everything we can.
Oh, I'd love to. I love speaking about this. I'm very passionate about it. I believe in it wholeheartedly. People always often refer to this to Set Apart Farms as my nonprofit. It's not my nonprofit. It belongs to those families that are out there right now that need us. And again, we're community support. We could really use the support. We're not doing any grants, so we're not going down that road because we saw it being a hiccup with a lot of other organizations. So we're not doing that. And so far, Set Apart Farms has been active for almost 3 years.
Great.
To date, no one's received a paycheck or any type of reimbursement for anything. We're a full volunteer force. Every donation, every money that we get is going to these families.
That's fantastic. We're on board, James, okay? We're part of the team.
Thank God. I love having you on the team, and I would love to come back and talk to you anytime, absolutely.
We will set it up. And thank you for, again, your service to our country.
Well, thank you, sir.
What a story. What a story. And I tell you one, a story that really is very sad. Very, very, very sad. I mean, when you enlist in the military, you think that you've got everything covered for you when you go into battle, and especially when you come home with major injuries, as our guest James Holland did. But sometimes things fall through the cracks, and it appears to me as it's falling through the cracks more than it's not these days. Our guest has been Veteran Staff Sergeant James Holland. And again, that website is setapartfarms.org, and visit it and do what you can for these veterans, okay? They did everything they could for us. us, many of them with the ultimate sacrifice, and others with a life that has changed drastically because of injuries suffered in battle. Just breaks my heart to hear that. A little program reminder to you. You can check out our website at ronsegi.com. That's ronsegi.com, where you can hear our latest show on demand 24/7. Or you can hear one of our archive shows if you hit the icon that says Archive. If you hit the little icon that says Facebook, you and I can become friends on Facebook. We're going to pause for a second, but there's more to come live all across the USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Segi Today.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
across the USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Sedgy today. Well, the news continues with COVID, and a milestone was reached not that very long ago, a few days ago, over 1 million COVID-19 related deaths in the United States. And joining us right now is a gentleman who I'm very anxious to talk to. He's been a pediatrician and consultant for over 25 years. He's the CEO of Kids Plus Pediatrics, and he co-founded the nonprofit organization Shots Heard Around the World. Joining us right now is Dr. Todd Wolin. Hello, Doctor. How are you? And welcome to the show.
Hi, Ron. Thank you so much for having me on the show.
It seems like every time we pick up a newspaper, turn on TV, listen to the radio, go on the Internet, we see more and more things happening with a pandemic that we thought we were on the back end of. And now this fifth wave is continuing. And despite the fact that people are kind of removing their masks, you know, I'm flying later on today. I'm sure that some of the rules and regulations that were in place in the last 24 months are a little lighter these days. Is that a good idea? Because I understand that roughly one-third of those who have had COVID-19 have actually no natural immunity after recovering. That's scary.
Yeah, it is. I'm thrilled to be here. But you're right. The pandemic is still here. And if I were flying, just like you're planning on flying, I would be wearing a mask. We know that the fifth wave, as you indicated, 3 years into this, is being powered by variants, which we know that this virus has the ability to continue to change. We're actually seeing over 100,000 new cases being reported per day for well over a week. We haven't seen numbers like that since February. So, hospitalizations are up. We're seeing mask wearing being implemented again in indoor settings in certain cities because of this spread and surge.
You know, mentioning that figure that you alluded to, about one-third of those having no natural immunity, I also understand that almost 60% of adults and 75% of children have antibodies indicating that they have been infected with COVID-19, and yet this problem continues.
Right. This is not a disease like some of the diseases you think about, perhaps like chickenpox. If you get it, you're not likely to get it again in your lifetime. That is not that disease. This is a different animal. So we have multiple people that have been infected, reinfected, reinfected again. And one of the mistakes I think that people make is thinking, well, if I've got the infection, I have natural immunity, so I'm safe. That is not the way this virus works. The best possible thing people can do for protection is being up to date with both their vaccinations and, if eligible, with their boosters as well.
If you have one booster, are you still in good shape, or should you get that second one?
Yeah, I know a lot of people have been grappling with this. So people over 50 are eligible to get that second booster. I even myself was saying, numbers are headed down. This was a few months ago, but with the numbers going up, I'm following CDC recommendations, and I did, and as did my wife. We got our second boosters. I mean, I think, it's just, this is a tricky, nasty disease, and we want the best protection possible for ourselves and for the people around us.
What do you suggest we do? I mean, some people wear masks, don't wear masks, do this, do that, get a booster, don't get a booster. I mean, it's a flood of not only information, but in many cases, contradictions.
I would tell people that if you're in a crowded indoor setting, wear a mask. I still think that makes sense. I don't want to be hypocritical. I mean, I have gone out, I've eaten out, but I want to make sure I'm in a good space away from everybody else. But at the heart of this is really to get vaccinated. And if you think back, Ron, at the beginning of the pandemic, we had no vaccines. Now we have multiple vaccines, and that's great news. And there's not a one-size-fits-all. I mean, as a matter of fact, we have newer vaccines even being reviewed right now by FDA, which are based on more traditional technologies. And the key here is this just empowers families to be able to speak with their healthcare provider to pick options that are best for them. And so at the heart of this, I just want people to know, please get up to date with your vaccinations and your boosters. Wear masks when it seems to be appropriate, or follow your local health department's guidelines, because as we've seen, certain cities are saying, look, we're really in a high spread situation. Wear masks indoors. I know here in Pittsburgh, even in the cultural district, if you want to go and see a performance, you got to wear a mask indoors.
Mm-hmm. And the sad part about it is that the performers can't. I mean, I do a concert series with an orchestra singing, and very difficult to wear a mask in those situations. Although I look over the crowd in the audience and everybody's got a mask on, that's kind of a hazard of the job, if you will. The home versions of testing that are out,
out. Are they effective? And the reason I asked that question is I took one the other night.
Yeah.
And my wife's reading me the directions, and it said, this could be good, this could be bad, this could be negative, this could be positive. I mean, it was like, you know, they don't want to commit themselves. And it turned out to be negative. But are they worth anything?
Yeah, they're worth something. I mean, the problem is they're not a PCR test, the type that you typically get at the doctor's office or in the hospital, so they're not quite as sensitive. And what they usually recommend is if you're thinking you have symptoms and you're not sick enough that you're going into your doc, maybe repeating the test another day or two into your symptoms can make a difference. But yeah, it's a confusing time. There's a lot of pandemic fatigue, and I think that that's just making people just tired and not want to deal with this. But again, I implore people, please, common sense measures, get vaccinated, get boosted. As a matter of fact, those performances aren't even the highest risk situation. It's usually social gatherings in people's homes that are even higher risk. So really take those common sense measures and protect yourself, please, with vaccination and boosting.
Tell us a little bit about this nonprofit you have co-founded, Shots Heard Around the World.
Well, back in 2017, pre-pandemic, we had created a video, a public service announcement about the human papillomavirus right here in our evidence-based studios at Kids Plus Pediatrics. We, Ron, were the target of a global coordinated anti-vaccine attack that was launched against us. And the problem was they picked on the wrong practice because we fought back with research and we created a toolkit and we created a digital cavalry. So we have people from all around the world that will come to your aid if you're advocating on behalf of vaccines.
And the pediatric work that you have been doing is sensational. The CEO of Kids Plus Pediatrics, obviously you're specializing in our youth, or tomorrows, if you will.
Yep. I'm proud to be a pediatrician. I've loved working with kids and families, and kids are our future, right? We need to take care of them.
Absolutely. So where do we go from here? As of right now, today, Doctor, what would you suggest to our listeners as to what steps to take? And I realize that that's a loaded question because you don't know what's around the corner.
Right, right. Well, we still know that the best option right now is to reach out, talk to your doctor about the range of vaccine options that are available to protect you and your family. I mean, that's where it's at. Please follow the CDC guidelines and be as best protected as possible.
And where can we go for more information? Because this is ever-changing.
Yeah. If you can go to Novavax.com, that's Novavax.com. You can get more information there.
Doctor, this has been very enlightening. I appreciate you joining us, and I appreciate you being on the show with us, and I invite you to come back.
I really appreciate the opportunity, and have a wonderful day.
Okay, thank you, Doctor. Our guest has been Dr. Todd Wolin, and as we mentioned before, he is the founder of Kids Plus Pediatrics, also the co-founder of the nonprofit organization which is called Shots Heard Round the World, and we're talking about the fact that the COVID-19 and all the other ancillary COVID problems are still with us. Protect yourself. I can't wait for the day that we don't hear that name, COVID. We're going to pause for a second. There's more to come with Ron Seggi today.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Carnitas, two burnt end platters, three.
The kitchen at Kai's Barbecue is firing on all cylinders.
Greg, help me bring this to the pickup counter.
He needs food runners who can hit the ground quickly.
86 on the chicken and we're short staffed. Let's pick it up.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Are you overwhelmed with credit card debt and unable to pay your bills? Has your income decreased or have you lost your job? At Credit Card of America, we offer a free, no-obligation consultation to learn how you can cut your payments by up to half and potentially lower your interest down to zero. Credit Card of America is an A-plus rated company that will work on your behalf. We've counseled over 1 million consumers struggling with debt just like you. Call now for a free, no-obligation consultation and learn how you can become debt-free. Call 800-291-3818. That's 800-291-3818.
That's a wrap with Ron Sedgy today. I want to thank you for being part of the 2 hours that we've had on the air this week, and also want to thank our guests, and they include Bill Medley of the Righteous Brothers from the TV show On Balance on News Nation, Leland Vitterit, legend Rita Coolidge, talking about RVing with Whitney Scott, from the comedy team of the Smothers Brothers, Dick Smothers, Veteran Sergeant James Holland, and Dr. Todd Woolen. Well, we'll be looking for your company come next week when we are going to do it again, live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Sedgy today. Till then, I'm Ron Sedgy, hoping that you have blue skies and green lights.